The Holy Gospel according to John, the 13th chapter. When Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. I know I've mentioned before that I enjoy receiving jokes and memes and cartoons from members of our congregation. As you might suspect, much of what is sent to me is religiously themed, but not all of it. A few days ago, I got a four-panel comic strip via text from someone I had talked with one evening last week about civility and how people interact with each other these days. The strip was a Pearls Before Swine strip. Any of you familiar with that comic? It's been published since the early 2000s, and the main characters are anthropomorphic animals, simply named rat, pig, goat, zebra, and guard duck. Though they are animals, the characters' words and deeds often reveal quite astute observations about human nature. In the first panel of the strip in question, the character Rat is yelling at someone out of frame. "Yeah, bleepity bleep, and if you take my spot again, things are gonna get physical real fast." In the second panel, whoever is being yelled at yells back via a speech bubble. "Oh yeah, I could kick your bleepity bleep, you puny little bleepity bleep." In the third panel, Rat responds, "I'll bash in your bleepity bleep windshield, you bleepity bleepity bleep loudmouth." And in the final panel, Rat turns to Pig, who has silently witnessed this whole ugly back and forth, and Rat says, "We both wanted the same parking spot at church." Funny, right? But ouch. I don't know anything about the religious life or lack thereof of the writer and illustrator of Pearls Before Swine, but he has noticed something about the community of God's people. We can be just as nasty, arrogant, obnoxious, petty, resentful, hypocritical, hateful, and selfish as everybody else. And you know who else noticed that? Well, Jesus, of course. During his life, and especially the years of his public ministry, Jesus had come to know quite well how human beings, even religious ones, behave. He had witnessed the grasping of the Jewish priests, the heavy hand of the Roman occupiers. Jesus had encountered lepers thrown out of their communities, those possessed by demons chained up among the tombs. He had seen the poor, marginalized, women disregarded. Jesus had overheard his own disciples, the men marinating day after day in his teaching, his preaching, his compassion, bickering about who among them was the greatest. All that ugliness, that brokenness, that sinfulness is coming to a head. For if you didn't pick up on this already, we've stepped back in time a bit with our gospel reading. Though we've been celebrating Easter for a month now, Christ is risen. This morning's passage from John is an account of some of Jesus' last words to his disciples before he is betrayed and arrested, tortured and nailed to a cross to die. Matter of fact, we heard these exact same verses from chapter 13 during Holy Week on Maundy Thursday. And so what does Jesus have to say? What does Jesus have to say right after Judas leaves his side to go to the temple police? And right before Jesus predicts correctly that Peter will deny him not once, not twice, but three times? What does Jesus have to say before the terrible, undeserved, unjust suffering that awaits him? Love one another. I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Now, we tend to toss that word love around rather casually. We love our new car. We love our friend's haircut. We love pizza and walks on the beach and our favorite vacation spot. But the love Jesus speaks of, the love of his new commandment, the love he himself modeled for us, is different. Jesus' love is not a sentimental, superficial, cheesy Hallmark card kind of love. Jesus' love isn't about what makes us feel good or satisfies our desires. Jesus' love is rather a love that humbles itself, a love that is outward looking, a love characterized by tenderness, compassion, concern. Jesus' love is a get down on your knees and wash another person's dirty, stinky feet kind of love, a love that somehow can embrace and forgive betrayers like Judas, deniers like Peter, doubters like Thomas. Love that goes so far as to die on a cross for us and for the world. And as Jesus commands, it's the kind of love we are to be known by. Love that walks the walk, love that does, that serves, that sacrifices. Love one another, Jesus says, but don't just love, love as I do. We know well that the Jesus kind of love is not easy. And it sure isn't something we do on our own. We don't have to do it on our own. Because the one who showed us how to love, who washed the feet of his friends, who fed hungry crowds, who healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, willingly gave himself over to death for us, and breathed peace after he was raised. This one is still here, still loving us, so that we might love one another. Our risen Lord and Savior is loving us to love as we gather as his body on earth. He is loving us to love as he feeds us at that table. He is loving us to love as we are forgiven and freed for service in his name. He is loving us to love as we hear and respond to the call to be his disciples, to bear witness to the gospel in word and deed, to reveal who and whose we are. It's a fairly common observation that after being married many years, spouses can start looking like each other. People who spend a lot of time together pick up each other's characteristics, their gestures, their speech patterns. You've probably seen groups of kids wearing the same style of clothes, laughing at the same jokes, speaking the same shorthand after hanging out for a while. May we, who are blessed to be Christ's sisters and brothers, who are walking always in the presence of our Good Shepherd, may we look more and more like him. May people know we are his by our love. And in love, may we also keep proclaiming the good news of Easter, that Christ is risen.